Gemara brings on Daf Kufa Menal towards the top. The Levi Bar Shmuel Rav Huna Bar Chiya Habu Kamasakni Mitpachas Sifrei Debei Rav Yehuda. They're fixing the mitpachas of the svarim. Kimatam Megillas Esther. When they came to Megillas Esther, Ami, they said, Ha, Megillas Esther loy by mitpachas. This Megillas Esther does not need a mitpachas. You're allowed to touch it without a mitpachas. So Amalui told them, Ki Agavna Nami Mirsi Ki Afkirusa. This also looks like apikorsis. And Rashi explains that the taina was that he said, he shouldn't have said bipshitis that this does not need a mitpachas. It's a lashon gnai. Da havelamem l'rabim b'lashon shelak. That tzricha in a tzricha. He should have said it more as a question. Does it need a mitpachas? Does it not need a mitpachas? You can't say, you know, as a davar pasha in front of the rebbe that it does need a mitpachas. That was an issue of afkirusa as well. And so it's mavur from the gemara that lemaisa needs a mitpachas, but the way they said it was not the proper way to say it. And the Shari Tshuva and Hilchos Megillah and Sima Tafir Sadi Aleph brings down from the Yavitz and the Sefer Mar Uktzia that he says over there. He says the Megillah Esther by mitpachas. It says Megillah Esther does in the mitpachas. And as a mucker, he says Pashat Bechelik Daf Kufa Medalf. He says it's Pashat Leman Chelik Daf Kufa Medalf. The Megillah Esther does need a mitpachas. And the Pele is Fakta Shari Tshuva. What does he mean? It's Pashat and the Gemara that needs a mitpachas. From this Gemara over here, it's Masha Fakir. This Masha doesn't need a mitpachas. The Gemara saying that it doesn't need it. It was just the time of them how they said it, but it's clear. That you don't need a mitpachas. How could the Yavitz bring a raya from here that it does need a mitpachas? And I was thinking that maybe the Yavitz is going l'shitasa. If you look in the Yavitz over here in the back of the Yavitz asks on the Gemara, why taka should it not need a mitpachas? We know the Megillah says mitamis edaim, so why should it not need a mitpachas? And he wants to say that maybe taka does need a mitpachas, and that was goofy the reason why he was upset at them. He wasn't upset at them because of the way they said it, but he was upset at their psak. He was upset that they said that it doesn't need a mitpachas because the ma'aseh d'alach is that it does, and the feedback on the Gemara, Taka comes out from the Gemara that Megillas Esther does need a mitpachas, and that could be why the Yavitz Shitasa brings the raya from here that you do need a mitpachas. And the Shuvar Isi and the Shari Tshuva himself, he brings some, he's mitzayin to the Shilas Yavitz, where he seems to say a similar pshat in the Gemara, and that seems to be his marker from the Marek Tzia. And I looked up in the Marek Tzia, and he Taka says, after he says Pashat Bechelik, he says, Ayin Mashaka Safti Bechidusha Gemara Besachta Dushmaya. So he himself references his Chidushim over here, and that's the marker for his. Psak. Lemaisa, it's a shtickle pella that he's bringing a makar based on his pshat in the Gemara, which is connected Rashi, but that is l'chor what he's doing. And that's some pshat of the Yavitz is also not so pashit because l'fi's pshat, it was a tanya that we're saying the wrong halacha, but why would that be considered afkirusa? Why would that be considered a zozon chachamim if you know, they made a mistake? But that's not something which is pashas a zozon in kavod chachamim. Mashenkin l'fi Rashi, the tanya was not in the psak, but the way they said it, that would make sense that it's afkirusa.